Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and today I'm flying solo. We're talking about something near and dear to my heart. As I mentioned in some previous episodes, I talked about the things I wish I knew when I was you and I was teaching at UT to a bunch of 21, 22-year-olds. And today's part, we're going to be talking about how comparison is the thief of joy and what I call 100% trades. I took this from a very well-known gentleman out there, Naval Ravikant. I was reading his book, The Almanac of Naval Ravikant by Eric Jorgensen. And he talks about this, about Naval talking about this idea of 100% trade. So let's just kind of deconstruct this. Number one is, you may have heard the quote, comparison is the thief of joy. And I heard a really interesting conversation yesterday, a couple days ago, from a thought leader talking about how comparison is not the thief of joy, but rather envy is the thief of joy, which I actually like that a little better. But I do like this comparison idea as well. And which is, so whether you're comparing yourself to other people or you're envying other people, this thought around 100% trades, I think, is really important. And so when I was reading Naval Ravikant's book, what he talked about was, in order for you, if you want to envy someone else's life or you want to compare yourself to someone else's life, you have to compare yourself to 100% of their life, their history, their current situation, what the future may hold for them. And since we don't know what the future may hold for them, really comparing ourselves against their past and present is what we're talking about here with 100% trades. So what I mean by that is, are you willing to trade every single thing about yourself to be them? Meaning you have to be them. And you don't just get to get the positive thing that you envy about them. I can't just say, oh, I want to be the richest person on earth. I have to take every single aspect of that person's life, every trial, every tribulation, every pain in the ass thing they're dealing with. Maybe they have, you know, mental health issues that they've had to overcome or they're continuously having to overcome. You have to trade your life for their life. And then you ask yourself the question is, would I still want what they have if I had to trade my life for their life? And I felt like that was a really interesting way to frame that question. Because I think a lot of the times we look at, oh, they have this one thing or they have this cool job or they have this great accomplishment. I want that. Or I'm jealous of that. I'm envious of that. But we don't make the full trade, the full sacrifice, which is, no, you don't get to just have that. You have to have every single thing that comes along with it. And you have to give up every single thing about yourself that maybe you love to become that person. So it's really asking yourself that question is, would I want to become that person? And when I say be that person, I mean every single thing about them. And so I'm going to tell you a quick story that some of you have heard about me in the past. So about 5 years ago, I was at South by Southwest and I had a good friend of mine, and I've told this story before on a previous episode, but I got invited to go see Elon Musk talk. I'll fast forward the story. Ended up getting backstage with Elon Musk, his brother Kimball, the creators of the show The Westworld, and my really good friend who was the agent of the creators of the Westworld. And I shook Elon's hand, and we ended up chatting and talking you know, the group for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. He, by the way, was not, I don't even think he said more than like one or two words. So he didn't talk very much. And I walked away from that situation. And I remember I was like, I like took a picture of my hand and I was like, shit, man. Like I just like shook this like iconic entrepreneur's hand. And I joked my friends, I didn't wash my hand for a couple of days, which is not true. I did maybe like 2 days later. But I had this really overwhelming feeling where I compared myself against him. And when I compared myself against him, I remember telling my friends, I felt like a loser. I said, you know, here I am. At that point, I was running a couple $100 million company. I was doing mortgage servicing and buying loans. And I thought, wow, here's a guy who's changing the world. And here I am just doing this like Matrix type playing the game to make money thing. And I'm a loser. He's changing the world. So I compared myself against him in that one aspect and I ignored every other thing. And, you know, kind of going back to this comment around, you know, comparison's the thief of joy. Like I was not grateful for all these amazing things I had in my life. The fact that I could even like rub elbows in that type of an environment is meaningful in and of itself. It just means that I've been brought in as a trustworthy person to get to hang out with folks that are changing the world, which is cool. Right. But I wasn't thinking of that. I was comparing myself to what is now the richest person on earth who had done a lot to get to that point. Now I want to fast forward to the past month. I actually read his book by Walter Isaacson, Elon Musk. And I remember as I'm reading the book, I'm reading about his childhood, rough childhood, tough childhood, you know, a lot of volatility. And, you know, having come from an immigrant family where there was a lot of volatility in the way I was brought up, you know, I actually was like, wow, we got a lot in common there. You know, not exactly, but there was more in common than I would probably admit in this episode. And then, you know, I started reading about the risks he took and the ways how to drive himself and the people around him and his approach to life and how his childhood was and how he didn't have friends. And I was comparing it about my own life. And I was like, man, I would never trade what I've had. The conclusion I came to the end of the book is he's a really iconic entrepreneur, maverick, like really a polarizing figure for good reason, who's done some really cool and amazing things. But I was like, I would never trade my life for his life. I would never trade who I am to be him. So again, going back to this idea of 100% trades, I use myself versus the richest person on earth. When I read their book by a famous biographer, I was like, I would never want to trade who I am, what I have for that, because I don't want all the other stuff. I don't want to have 10 kids who I never get to see. I don't want to have a bunch of drama with the Amanda, you know, whatever the heck her name is, the girl that was married to Johnny Depp that he was dating that caused him tons of mental anguish. You know, the guy's had tons of mental health issues because of the life he lives. I'm like, I don't want that. You know, this guy has the hungry ghost in him. When you read it, this guy's like chasing like fame and fortune, you know, to feed his ego in a way that like, I'm just not interested in. At some points in my life I were, but like now I'm just like, that's kind of superficial. It's not something I'm interested in doing. And I didn't feel like he's as grounded a person. Now, I'm not here to criticize Elon Musk. What I'm here to criticize is like when I read what his life was like, that was my interpretation of it. And I was like, not interested, right? So again, taking this perspective that comparison is the thief of joy or envy is the thief of joy and 100% trades, I want you to ask yourself a question of who am I comparing myself against and would I trade every single thing I have in my life for everything they have in their life? Every relationship, who I am as a human, how I'm received in the world, what people think about me, all the things I'm grateful for, would I trade all those in for what I would perceive to be something better? Because if you can't trade just one piece in, you got to trade it all in. That's a really healthy way to interpret it. And when I started thinking about it, I'm like, I don't think there's one person on earth whose life I would trade for my own. And having that realization is really interesting because the minute you have that realization, you're like, shit, I love being me. And what can I do to make me better? And so I want you to start thinking about like, who are you comparing yourself against? Because the minute I learned that quote and really started applying it, I quit comparing myself to everybody. And I was a person that was comparing myself to a lot of people not too long ago. But I don't do it anymore. Because why? I'm like, I would never trade what I have for them. I don't want to trade my life for anyone's life. There's some people with cool lives out there, but I don't want to trade my life for their life because I like my life. And I'm always just fighting to make it better. And in the, you know, wonderful words of our friend Ray Dalio, you know, I like to struggle well within my life. to make my life better and to optimize my life. And I don't want to trade that for anyone else's life. And I think having that conclusion comes really clean, because when you have that, when you know that, hey, I don't want to trade my life for anyone else's life, then you stop comparing yourself to other people, knowing that that's the trade-off you have to give. So that was a great lesson that I learned that I was grateful to get to share with the folks at UT. And I hope you enjoyed it yourself. With that said, hopefully everyone has a great holiday coming up here. And peace out. Till next time. Love you. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the Podcast Princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join Podcast Royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.